May the Lord give you courage, heart dwellers. We're going to need it. We're going to need courage, and we're going to need a lot of prayer and steeping ourselves in prayer. We just got some information that looks pretty dark from Paul Begley and Mike from around the world on Patreon. It's on Paul's channel on Patreon that we're right on the brink of a very, very serious war. Either using chemicals, poisonous chemicals, or germ warfare, or nuclear weapons. And it's very imminent at this point. Yeah, NATO is posed for it, and so is Russia. And other countries are preparing as well. When we came into prayer, I said to the Lord, how terrible is this news, Lord? How very terrible. Please, Lord, speak to us, guide us, help us find our way. Show us how to pray, Jesus. I trust in you. He began by saying there is much lying. I was thinking of the way Putin is being spoken about and the deep state is getting the good propaganda through NATO. But then I don't know what truth is behind the scenes. The Lord began, you're right about the propaganda and lies being spread. While there is some truth to the accusations, the real enemy is the deep state and NATO. My people, it is up to you to discern the truth. And we know that Russia and China both have designs on our nation. So they're not innocent. There's guilt everywhere. Lord, I said, it's just too much for me. I can only believe what you tell us. All other mouths are full of lies. Please show us what we need to be praying for. Please. He began again and he said, cleave to me, Claire. All of you heart dwellers, cleave to me. Dwell in my heart and prepare your hearts for the worst which is yet to come. All of you must make your time with me the top priority in order to be there for your families. It is also very important that you are praying together as a family and receiving wisdom from heaven to guide and direct you. There will be pockets of safe haven scattered around the world, but especially in this country. You are one such place. You've been preparing, and it is time to finish off preparations and be waiting in readiness. There is still much being discussed as far as the defensive moves or offensive moves in America and what's going to be executed. The main safety is in praying groups, and especially those praying the rosary and devoted to my mother. She has special permissions to protect her children, and her heart is poised to do just that. She has been preparing for this time for years, but still the most important preparation is spiritual readiness, absolution of your sins, and a deep connection to me. When he said absolution of our sins, he also means deep contrition for our sins. I heard something interesting last night. I think it was a monk from Russia or somewhere like that. And he said, if you want to be happy, spend your nights repenting. When you wake up in the morning, you'll be happy. I'm going to try that one. Nothing, absolutely nothing can protect the way holiness protects. This is what we have been training you for. Be holy, even as your Father in heaven is holy. As things heat up and become apparently more desperate, you will need to spend even more time in prayer. Praying all the mysteries of the rosary is one way to stay clean in prayer. Interspersing it with the Divine Mercy Chaplet is also very effective. Stay clean, my children. Stay clean. And there are four sets of mysteries to the rosary. There were three, and then John Paul added a fourth. And they're beautiful. The fourth set of mysteries is beautiful. And they're all about the life of Jesus and all the works that he did. Your prayers, he continued, will deliver you from evil, so do not give in to fear. Rather, rise up and pray. Take the authority I have given you and make them leave. Do not just pray against the evil interlopers. Focus on them and command them to leave until they are all gone. Also, enlist Saint Michael and the archangels to protect this little community. You have the power to preserve the good here. Use it. I have been urging you on and training you. Now you must rise up and use it. Be supportive of one another's needs. Be gentle, kind, and leave off with yourself to care for others. Your only protection is prayer, humility, and brotherly love. If you maintain that heart and posture, you will do well through thick and thin. It is still to be decided exactly how you will be attacked and when. Your prayers are powerful, but remember, America's military must be neutralized for their eventual world victory. I wish I had better news for you, but this is it. And only timing is remaining to be decided. The key to your victory and overcoming all that you are facing is complete and solid union with me at all times and not giving in to fear. Claire, this is it. Prayer will mitigate, but the entire world system is coming down. Hold fast to my promises to you and your flock, and know that I am in your midst guiding you, each and every one of you who chooses to be obedient and live in harmony. There will be moments of joy. Much has yet to be divulged. Know that obedience, humility, and unconditional love for your brother are your greatest assets. And this is to be stressed for all who come here. And that was the end of his message.